Deep within the Geek Cave, there lives a sarcastic woman who jumped the snark years ago. With her cynicism talisman forever upon her neck, she guides you through the cinematic wasteland. It's time for the More Than Monthly Movie Review from the GRD Cinemistress, Carol the Cat.
Hello, wonderful humans. This is the Cinemistress, and I think I need therapy because I went to the theater and saw Men. This movie is written and directed by Alex Garland. This is his third time directing a film. His previous two efforts, I really enjoyed. Ex Machina was one of my favorite films of 2014, and Annihilation was my favorite film of 2018. Plus, the trailer for this one really creeped me out, so I was really looking forward to this one. This movie stars Jesse Buckley and a lot of Rory Kinnear. There is a lot to unpack with this film, and it is the type of movie where your interpretation of what happens may not align with my interpretation of what happens. I will just be giving you my take on this film. Your experience may vary. As usual, I will save spoilers until after the review, and I will give you fair warning. Because, yeah, I need to discuss that ending. But first, your plot. Harper is a young woman who has recently lost her husband. Traumatized and wishing to be alone, she rents a country cottage to get away from the city. As an aside, I love how a country cottage in England is this 15th century manor that is nestled on like acres and acres of beautiful gardens. Once there, Harper meets Jeffrey, who is the landlord of the cottage. And Jeffrey is just a tiny bit too friendly and maybe a tiny bit too inquisitive into Harper's business. On her first walk around the grounds, Harper is startled in a tunnel by a man who starts to chase her. And in running away from him, she gets a bit lost in the woods. She stumbles upon an abandoned railway station where she meets up with yet another man. This one naked. This naked man follows Harper back to the cottage, and after having him arrested, things start to spiral a little bit as every interaction that Harper has with all of the men in the village becomes a little bit more dismissive, a little bit more aggressive, and a little bit more dangerous to her. Or does it? Like I said, this one's wide open for interpretation. Let's get into the good, the bad, and the ugly of this film. First, the good. Okay, and now it's time for a public service announcement from your friendly neighborhood cinemistress. Guys, and yes, I'm talking to the men out there, I know you are not all bad men. I know you're not all out to hurt women or abuse women or belittle women. I know a lot of you out there are genuinely allies to women, and I appreciate that. What you have to realize is that a lot of women look at men through the eyes of trauma, and that makes us very, very defensive. And sometimes you're just going to have to put up with being painted with a broad brush at first and work on the finer details later. I say this because I think it is genius that Alex Garland cast Rory Kinnear as every man that Harper meets in this village. Because Harper is dealing with trauma and a massive amount of unearned guilt. And to her, all these guys are basically the same. They all make her feel uncomfortable and slightly afraid. And Rory Kinnear is perfect in this role because he can be at once very friendly and slightly creepy. It's a brilliant performance that should win awards, but I can't think of him getting any nominations for anything because this movie is just so bizarre. And Jesse Buckley here is wonderful too. Her Harper is both feisty and fragile. There's this wonderful scene where she leaves the pub after finding out that the naked guy that she had had arrested had been released. And she realizes it's dark out and she has to walk back to the cottage. And she's indecisive. She's like, do I go back to the pub and ask for an escort? You know, she doesn't want to seem like she's this damsel in distress. So she just kind of soldiers on and makes a run for the cottage. And yes, putting the ending aside, because the ending is its own little thing, Harper is viewing these men in a very negative light because she's dealing with a lot of trauma and guilt. But that doesn't negate the fact that she is being made to feel uncomfortable a lot of times, and that is a very valid feeling. So yes, the acting is brilliant. The cinematography is gorgeous. The direction is great. The music, oh my god, the sound is just insane. The way Alex Garland uses sound at the ending of this movie and the ending of Annihilation is freaking amazing. It just washes over you and leaves you breathless. It is sublime. I could watch this film again with my eyes closed for the last 20 minutes and still feel, almost bruised by all the sound coming from the movie screen. I loved this film. I think it has a lot of interesting things to say about relationships, but particularly about how women are made to feel guilty of things they're not guilty of. However, that ending is going to make or break this movie for a lot of people. And it is my one bad. Not the ending itself, which I'll get into in the spoilers, but there is one scene in the ending that just goes on for so long and is so repetitive, and I kind of understand it, but I don't think I needed to see it. It tends to be gross for the sake of being gross. This film is filled with imagery, particularly a lot of fertility imagery, and yes, I do believe that Harper is pregnant with her late husband's child throughout this movie. It's never said, but I do think that is true. But there is a particular sequence at the end where I was like, what the fuck? Can we get this over now? I still love the movie, and I will still watch it again. But that sequence, I may fast forward a little bit. As for the ugly, I only have one very minor thing. Like I said, Rory Kinnear plays all of the men in this village, and one of them is like a teenager or a preteen. And they CGI his face on this kid. And wow, that was a distractingly bad effect. When the character is first introduced, his face just kind of floats there. Minor thing, but it was distracting. Final thoughts. This is going to be a love it or hate it movie. I can see that right now. A lot of people are going to go into this and wonder what the hell they just watched. It is very open to a lot of interpretations. I'll get to my interpretation of the ending in the spoilers, but I can see a lot of people hating this film. Because the ending is not straightforward and it's messy and you kind of have to work at it. Kind of like relationships. I'm giving men 4.25 butcher knives. I really loved this one. It currently sits at number 3 on my favorite films of the year. It edged out The Northman. Your interpretations and opinions may vary, but I truly enjoyed this one. And naked Rory Kinnear wandering out of the woods and just wandering into Harper's backyard is one of the creepiest things I've seen in a very long time. And now, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers? What spoilers?
You tell me.
Spoilers.
Okay, so, let's unpack this, shall we? We learn that Harper had asked her husband for a divorce, and they get into a fight, and he tells her that if she leaves him, he will kill himself. And first off, I want to say, and I think I said this in my book review of A Little Life, but if I didn't, I meant to. If you are ever in a relationship where your partner looks at you and says, if you leave, I will kill myself, you are no longer in a relationship. You're in a hostage situation, and you need to get out of it. You cannot bully or threaten your way into affection. It just doesn't work. And it doesn't work here because she still wants a divorce, and he reacts to that by hitting her. And when she quite rightfully throws him out of the apartment, he goes to the apartment above theirs and either falls or jumps from their balcony and dies. So Harper has this immense unearned guilt that she caused his death, which she did not. And I stand by that. She is not in the wrong here. This relationship was obviously not good. So yeah, when she goes to the village, every interaction she has with a male is tainted by this trauma and this guilt that she just went through with her husband. There's a scene where she goes to the village church and she just has a breakdown. And that's the pivotal scene for me because I think everything after that scene is heightened. I don't think those interactions are as we are seeing them. We're seeing them through Harper's trauma. So yeah, every man she meets is incredibly dismissive or incredibly rude or is looking at her evilly. The vicar is very touchy, feely, and gross. All of these men are out to get her, and this culminates in her fighting the man, which is basically this kind of conglomeration of all of the men she's met in this village. And I realized early on when the man started getting wounds that they were mimicking the wounds that her husband got in his fall. So I knew that this was her dealing with that husband trauma and that guilt that she caused his death, which she did not. This culminates with the man giving birth to himself over and over. Yes, Rory Kinnear grows a vagina and gives birth to Rory Kinnear. And he does this over and over and over again. You go through all of the characters she's met in the forest until finally he gives birth to her husband, the one man in the movie not played by Rory Kinnear. And she asks this vision of her husband, "What do you want from me?" And he says, "Your love." And she's very dismissive of it. But the question remains, what did Harper kill? Because her friend comes to pick her up the next morning and Harper's car is crashed and there's blood all over the floor and there's blood all over Harper. So she obviously battled something. I don't think it was this creature in a literal sense, but she did battle something. And I have two answers for this, and I need to see the movie again to see which one I absolutely agree with. One, the naked man that the police let go did follow her back to the cottage and she killed him. Or two, she gave herself an abortion. And I'm leaning toward the abortion theory because at the end, Harper is smiling. And I think that is her just releasing herself of the guilt and everything that concerned her relationship with her husband. Like I said, your opinion may vary. You may come out of this movie with a completely different theory. You may come out of it thinking, what the hell did I just watch? I never want to watch another Alex Garland movie again. It is that type of movie. And with the vision of Rory Kinnear giving birth to Rory Kinnear in your head, this is the Cinemistress signing off. I need to go lock the doors and make sure there's no naked men in my backyard.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. Find more of Carol the Cat at guardiansofthegeekery.com and purplehairedpixie.com.